TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Sometimes the best laughs you get in life are the laughs you get when you're not supposed to be laughing.
A friend of mine, a comedian friend of mine, was killed by a drunk driver the other night. So I wanted to dedicate Tan Laughs to him, and then my jokes were all going to be reading his one-liners. Angelo Bowers.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Thank you for that. I need credits. Thank you, guys. Great to be here. I got some great news. I just ran my first marathon. Thank you. I ran the Burbank Marathon. There's no specific rules in the Burbank Marathon. You just keep running until you're tired of Burbank. So it was actually a 2-minute marathon. There's so many Baja Freshes I could look at any given moment. Thank you, guys. It's great to be a comedian. My parents are very supportive of me. My parents told me if I worked hard enough, I could be anyone that I wanted to be, from the movie Kids.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm a stand-up comedian. My job is to make people laugh. But you know who makes me laugh? My two old roommates, Andy and Noah. We used to live together in a tan house, so now we get together every week and do this TanCast. This week we're going to do a tribute to the late comedian and great guy Angelo Bowers. I'm going to talk a little bit about my new phone, Noah's going to talk about his adventures in Portland, and Andy's going to talk about his misadventures over the Christmas holiday. And when you hear this sound...
Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
That means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast.
Motherfuckers.
I'm Tim, the T in TanCast.
I'm Andy, the A in TanCast.
I am Noah, the M in TanCast.
Awesome.
All right. Now that that's settled.
Last week I made the joke like, oh man, it's been so long. I hope we remember how to do this. Now it actually has been really long, and I hope we remember how to do this.
You know, I forgot to actually check that I'm recording out of the right mic. Okay, I am. How shitty would that be?
Welcome to 2012.
Welcome to Mumblecast 2012.
Well, let's get started with a very special Tan Laughs.
People don't tell jokes the way they used to. I used to hear jokes all the time. I heard them from the barber, from the waitress at the cafe. I never hear them now. I don't know why.
Tan Laughs.
It's very special this week because I would like to dedicate Tan Laughs to my good friend Angelo Bowers, who was killed by a drunk driver the day before. Yes, well, depending on when you listen to it, it doesn't really matter. He was killed by a drunk driver. Also, another comedian in the car, Josh Adam Myers, was injured very badly. They've set up a PayPal account because, as we all know, comedians don't have health insurance or money. So if you want to donate, instead of being sponsored by my comedy CD this week, well, sponsored by that.
Thank you so much. Thank you, guys.
And as tribute to Angelo, I would like to read some of his one-liners as my Tan Laughs. So it's actually kind of sad because Angelo Bowers never had a Twitter, never had a Facebook, never had a YouTube account. So there's almost no footage of him doing his comedy. Hey, Editor Tim here. Just want to say, in the time since we've recorded this, a bunch of Angelo's friends have actually posted videos of him doing comedy that they had on YouTube. So now you can see video of Angelo on YouTube, and we'll put links to as many of them as we can find in the show notes for this episode.
Thank you so much. Thank you, guys.
All right, back to the show. Which is tragic, because he's a really very funny comedian, and also just a really nice guy. Like, he always... Like, if you watch any of the tweets about him, they're always like, he always had a hug for you. He was never like fist bump or handshake. Like, after he met you once, it was always a hug. And, yeah, just one of those rare things, a beast comedian and a really nice guy. And it gets said, like, far too often, but this time it's actually true. So some other comedian I said that about, he was a douchebag. But this guy, really.
He was the best of the best.
He was.
So it kind of seems to me like this is very special in the way that being kicked repeatedly in the nuts is very special.
Yeah.
All right.
And apparently the drunk driver is still alive, so we need to all find out where he is and skull fuck his face.
Yeah, of course he's still alive. Drunk drivers only kill other people.
We need to find his pets and rape them. While he watches.
Rape them good.
And on that positive note...
I had nothing to add to that. I'm like, yeah, I do too. I didn't even know this guy.
Now time to laugh.
And now some of Angelo's one-liners, who he probably himself wouldn't be this bitter about it, but what are you going to do? I'm a bitter man. Okay, so here's some... Oh, sorry, I should also mention they've started a... He never had a Facebook or Twitter feed in life, but they started a Facebook and a Twitter feed afterwards, and so comedians who remember his... Because like I said, he didn't have a lot of stuff posted, or hardly any. Like, one guy recorded him... Because he thought it was so funny. He, like, he recorded the last joke in his act, and he's like, I didn't hear who this comic was. And so he posted it on YouTube. He's like, can someone tell me who this comic is? And people told him, and then that was that. But that's really the only bit of a stand-up online. So people who remembered his one-liners have been posting them on Twitter, and so they finally just started a Twitter account called Angelo's Jokes.
Thank you so much. Thank you, guys.
And then people have been tweeting and retweeting different one-liners of his, and that's where I got all of these. And here they come. Is it just me, guys, or do you think taco trucks are just lazy Mexican transformers? I failed a drug test for a job at Wiener Schnitzel. Apparently, I don't do enough drugs to work at Wiener Schnitzel. I like to do cocaine off of uncool things, like my asthma inhaler or a Mannequin 2 DVD. I just want to make my dad proud, so he stops referring to me and my brother as Faggot and Costello.
Excuse me.
You know how they do that thing where you make your porn name and your first name is your middle name and your last name is the street you grew up on? Well, my porn name is weird because my middle name is Magic, and the street I grew up on was Johnson Has AIDS.
Oh.
My friend is so white, he actually shits tickets to Kenny G.
That's pretty white.
And finally, I'm from a really nice part of Detroit. Denver, Colorado.
That's not even in Detroit.
Thank you, Noah.
I'm going to go down on a limb here and say, fuck Denver.
Why?
Sorry. Because I spent 12 unexpected hours in Denver over Christmas.
Oh, you whiny fuck.
I know.
All right, I'm going to go back to icing this side of my mouth, and somebody else can do a tan laugh.
All righty. Noah, you want to go for it?
Sure. This one's from Cody. It's sent to all of us. So it goes, an elementary school teacher, a lawyer, a Catholic priest, and three young boys are on a plane with only three parachutes. Engines explode. Plane starts to go down. The teacher says, save the children. The lawyer says, fuck the children. The Catholic priest whispers, is there time?
Is that it?
That is it.
Okay. I wasn't sure if there were more. All right. Well, I'm going to do some tan laughs from, and I'm going to fuck up the name too. Vreg. Whatever. Sorry,
yeah, dude. I thought he would correct us. Like, we stumbled and stammered over it, and he didn't say anything. He's like, yeah, fuck you.
I suck ass. Suffer. I'm an ugly American. I can't even handle my own name.
He's American, too.
Well, that's why I had to... Yeah, but I'm an ugly American.
All right.
I'm just saying I'm ugly.
Ugly American.
I'm just saying I break mirrors when I walk by them.
All right, well.
All right. So,
I'm saying you break eyeballs when you walk by them. Glass sure. Eyes.
Thanks for that.
That's it. Sorry. Thought that'd be funny.
All right, so when I get done weeping, we're going to come back and do some more Noah cock jokes. Still thinking about his cock. Good on ya. Noah's cock is so big that his balls have a sign posted. Maximum occupancy, 297 persons. Noah's cock is so big that he'd have to buy out the entire airplane if he wanted to fly on Southwest.
My cock is big.
Your cock is too fat to fly. Noah's cock is so big that it still took another half hour to leave the womb after his feet got out.
Oh, that's kind of gross.
Noah's cock is so big. Noah's cock is so big, it's longer than Andy's vocabulary.
I like that one.
Noah's cock is so big, when his doctor asks for a urine sample, Noah gives him a gallon drum. Noah's cock is so big, it gives Tim donations for his CD by the leader.
What the fuck?
Noah's cock is so big, Godzilla gets scared watching movies about it.
Nice.
Noah's cock is so big that women tap out before and after orgasm. I'm not sure I get that one. I mean, I get the tap out, but... All right, there we go. There's all the Noah cock jokes.
Yay!
There's some more regular jokes in here, but I think we'll save those for another day. Tuck those in the back pocket. Or the back cocket.
I like how this has become a thing. like I'm Liam Neeson and famous and shit. I'm not famous.
You're famous, but your cock is.
You're tan famous.
You're cock famous.
You're ten famous.
Well done. So, how was everyone's Christmas and or New Year's?
Stupendous.
Oh, I think somebody's got tales to tell.
I like to fuck.
Noah, we all likes to fuck.
I could take it or leave it.
Do you want to tell your little thing first, Tim?
Oh, all right. Well, okay. We'll see how this goes. Why do Andy and Noah suck ass?
Let me check on that.
You got an iPhone?
How about...
That's right, bitches!
Oh, look at you, girl.
My mom gave me an iPhone for Christmas.
How very nice of her.
How do you like it, Tim?
I enjoy it, but I feel like I don't know what I'm doing.
You probably don't.
You'll figure it out.
Well, that's why I was going to ask you guys, the iPhone Pros.
Ah. I would say get Jetpack Joyride. It's free.
Is it still free?
It is still free. Well, it was still free last I checked. And it's
I haven't even
awesome.
Been able to set up a fucking iTunes account because for some reason, like, I had one already, and I can't remember my password, and every time I've asked it to send it to me, I don't remember what email address it was for, so I've used every single email address I know. They've never sent me the password. So then I'm like, well, I'll just sign up for a new one. And I started to sign up for one, and it said, you can't. I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah, I had the same problem.
Sounds like a phone call, Zora. I know how much you like call up people, Tim.
Oh, no. That's not what I want to hear. I want to hear solutions that don't involve telephones. Making calls on telephones.
Since I don't work for Apple, I cannot help you.
You piece of shit.
You can send an email to iTunes support.
He doesn't want to contact people directly. Come on, don't you know Tim?
Tim just wants to shout to the universe and have the universe solve it for him.
There's the internet. It's got to be written down there somewhere. Just point me towards the link.
There's no link. It's a fuck up on their end.
Damn it.
The internet doesn't have access to them. They have access to the internet.
Do you like have specific questions? Or are you just like, you want to know, like, what should I do with this phone?
I noticed you have a lock screen on yours. I can't even figure out how to do that.
Oh, okay. So that is in your settings. And then you go to general. And there's two things. There's auto lock where it just dim your screen after a certain amount. Like if you scroll down into general. And then there's passcode lock. And then so then you can just set a simple passcode or advanced passcode. So not anyone can just pick up your phone and start looking at your shit.
Oh, that's what I meant. Because I noticed you always type in a code before you open your phone.
And then one thing you'll want to set up is an iCloud account, which you should get with your iTunes account, because that will allow you to, if you ever lose your phone, to track it via the website or another iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
But won't that allow people to track me?
They'd have to know your username and your password.
They can figure that shit out. They're hackers.
Probably.
Trying to find out what Tim Babb is up to.
Well, then they'll figure out where you are.
And then I'm doomed.
And then they'll come to your comedy show. Don't you want to, like, you know, make that a thing?
What other things? Oh, is there a way to look at, like, things like Yahoo Mail without looking at the mobile app version of it?
Because yes.
It's like, I don't like this as much.
You set up your Yahoo Mail account in the mail settings. And that's under general accounts, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, under settings, accounts.
So basically he's saying have it feed into the iPhone Mail app.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see.
Because then it's just like, you know, Outlook or whatever, except on your phone.
Now, if you're using like Maps on the go, is that sucking up part of your data plan?
Yes.
Hmm.
I use Maps on the go quite often, and I think my data plan usage usually maxes out at like 200 or 300 or 400 megabytes.
I mean, one thing you may want to do is you can email yourself Google Maps, just to the directions.
Oh, so turn by, as opposed to like, you know,
yeah, so
here's where you are,
turn
here's
by
where
turn,
you're going.
But like, right. it'll just tell you how to get there, and then you're not sucking down data.
Mm-hmm. I don't like to suck down the data.
No, don't suck it down.
Well, and if you leave the maps on the map view, not the satellite view or the hybrid view or whatever, it uses less data because it's just like big sections all of the same color.
Now, when it tracks you via GPS, is that using data or no?
No, no, that's passive.
Okay.
Oh.
But like, if you had the map brought up and you zoomed in on it, it would have to refresh, and there that would pull data, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, the image data for the map, anything that's not in the cache. So like when you change zooms and it's got to like wait and download stuff, or you move to a new section of the map and it's got to pull stuff, that's pulling data. But like a few kilobytes at a time, maybe.
Okay, I just don't want to go over my data.
Yeah, that's where they rape you.
I don't want to be raped.
No, you do not.
That's my message to the children. I don't want to be raped.
Oh, and once you set up an iCloud account, you and I can send text messages to each other for free.
This is true.
We should be texting each other all day.
You just want to make sure the message says iMessage as opposed to SMS or whatever else it says.
Yeah, it'll turn blue.
Is that what it does?
Just like my balls in high school.
It turns blue to tell you it's free. Blue is freedom. Green costs money. And Tim, we can FaceTime.
Sweet.
What turns blue? The messages?
My balls.
The send button and the bubbles around the messages.
Oh.
Aha, I am teaching Noah things.
I didn't even notice that. Wow, cool.
Yeah, this is cool.
It really sucks if you've got blue-green color blindness, but yeah, whatever. You'll just have to guess.
How often do you use your calendar on the go, Tim?
Okay. This is the first time I've ever, like, had a calendar, really.
Okay.
I mean, I guess my other phone had one, I just never used it.
All right. I was just going to say, the built-in calendar is not the best. I actually think, if you're going to use a calendar, it's worth buying, a calendar app. But, if you're not going to really use it, then why bother?
I might want to get a different stopwatch app, because there's no... not stopwatch, technically, but timer, because I like to time myself on stage, or, if I'm going to have... Let's say a 20-minute set. I like to set the timer for 17 minutes so I know I have 3 minutes left, and so it just vibrates in my pocket. There is no setting on the one that comes with the phone to just vibrate. Like, it has to make a noise for some reason, even if the phone is on vibrate.
Oh,
so
I didn't even know. Yeah,
so
I guess
it's
right.
Boo boop boo and I don't want that in the middle of a joke. That was the Incredibles theme for anybody who was paying attention. All right.
Very good.
I mean, there's a bunch of stuff that they say you're supposed to do. You can set up, you can set up geolocation reminders for yourself.
To remind me.
So, if you use the reminder app on the iPhone, like if you're using Siri, you can say, "Remind me to do this when I get home," and then it will detect when you get home.
Oh.
Yeah. So, the day before my trash gets picked up, because my trash men come early, and I don't want to be out there trying to remember to get the cans out. I've got it set up so when I'm driving home, as soon as I get it's probably 3 houses up the block or something like that, that it actually goes off. I just hear my phone buzz. I get out of the car, check the phones. Oh, yeah. Roll the trash cans out. Right now, while I'm outside with pants on. Thank you, phone. You saved me from having to put pants on after taking them off.
I mean, a lot of the stuff you may want to learn about is Siri. You can set specific relationships. So you can go into your mother's contact and say, "This is my mother," so you don't have to go call, mother's name. You can say, "Call my mother."
Oh, well, actually, my mother's listed as mom.
Okay. Well, I'm saying, if you had her name in there, or anyone else, you can set nicknames for us. You could, call Andy Chucklehead.
That's actually how he's already in my phone, so it works out. I'm just kidding.
Long-winded, ponderous fuck.
I hit the button for Siri on accident, and it said, "Who do you want to call?" And I said, "No one." And it called my friend Ron Swallow. I'm like, "What? He's not a no one?"
I thought you were going to say, "Try to call me."
Drew had an entire conversation with Siri last night. It was surreal.
Cereal?
Yeah, cereal. No. Just the regular kind. As I was having shit, I wish I could actually write this down, stop laughing like a maniac.
And what was he saying?
Yo, motherfucker. He was trying to tell her about his day, and she was telling him things like, "I'm sorry, but I don't understand 5 with 5, I can't 5, or something like that. I was like, what the fuck is she hearing? I mean, yeah, you know, he does all the baby talk, and Caitlin and I are the only ones that can understand him, but...
I like, one thing you may want to do is, like, there's... I mean, right now, especially after Christmas, there's, like, a ton of articles that are like, here's what to do with your new iPhone. And, like, people list, like, you know, things you should do. Like, you know, set a passcode, you know, set your email, blibbity-blah.
Oh, I forgot the blibbity-blah.
You forgot the blibbity-blah. You can't forget the blibbity-blah. Let's see if I can find one right now.
Remind me to blibbity-blah.
I'm not sure what you said.
Ah, oh, it doesn't say my name all the time. My name is in the phone is bad motherfucker. What's my name?
You're asking me bad motherfucker?
So that's it. I didn't want to take this whole thing up with my iPhone, but just I thought I would say to the two Apple number one super fans.
All right, well, welcome to the cult.
Yep. Good times. I do like that. I do like having GPS on my phone now. That is helpful.
One of us. Yeah. One of us.
Google gobble. Google gobble.
Oh, and other things that happened over my break, just to get them out of the way. Lost my day job because it was seasonal. And I am in dire need of a root canal. Like, I've never been happier to make up an appointment for a root canal. I have one tomorrow.
All right.
I cannot wait because, like, my tooth used to hurt when I would eat, and then it would hurt if I didn't clean it properly. Now it hurts if I am breathing or not.
Yeah, we went to go see Sherlock Holmes, and I thought Tim was just hating the movie because he was just leaning on one side, just not looking very happy. He's like, my tooth hurts.
Hey, I was telling Kristen earlier today, I've subsisted so far today on a diet of apple juice, Vicodin, and yogurt.
Breakfast of champions.
Which is not nearly as fun as it sounds.
I can't imagine it would be. Jesus, dude.
But tomorrow, like, I called my dentist. They're like, oh, yeah, we were just waiting to figure this out. Are you in pain? I'm like, yeah, I was in pain before Christmas when I told you about this.
We're just waiting to see how much pain you were in, you know, before we had you come in.
On a scale of 1 to 10.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how willing are you to beg right now?
Quite. The fact that I'm going to show up early for my root canal says it all. Like, oh, I'm ready. Let's get it started. I can't wait for you to jab something in my gums.
Let's do this. Let's get ready to rumble.
Good times.
In a kind of what's out Noah's window, although I was actually on the street when it happened.
Then you were out Noah's window.
I mean, like, if you were in my window, you would have saw the same thing I was seeing, just from a higher viewpoint. I went to go get a soda from downstairs, and I'm walking back to my door, and all of a sudden I see a van, like, just pull into, like, the bus stop area across the street, and just this white guy jumps out and starts running at this chubby white guy starts running at this chubby black guy. He's like, where the fuck's my money? Where the fuck's my money? And the black guy's like, hey, I'm sorry, man. He's just, like, backing up, like, oh, I don't got it. And so they're yelling at each other. Black guy takes off across the street. Running through traffic. Fucking could not get away. Like, I was like, that guy needs to work on his funny fucking cardiovascular. If you go owe people money, you need to get in shape.
Yeah. Be a skinny guy who owes people money, not the fat guy who owes people money.
Because the white guy caught up to him, and so I think they were fighting at one point, but I was like, I probably should call the cops. So I was looking at my phone, trying to figure out, because I don't have the police number programmed to my phone, and if you have a cell phone, it doesn't call 911 right or something, so.
Yeah, it does. It's like a requirement.
Well, it goes to CHP, though, right?
No.
Yeah, cell phones go to CHP. They don't go to where you are.
No, they go to like a central routing station, and when you tell them where you are, they route you to the proper cops.
I don't know. I don't know. I always heard you should just program your local police number.
All right. Well,
I mean, because it's faster or something.
Well, yeah, it probably is faster, but your phone's got GPS. It tells the cops where you are.
Well, also, for some reason, Google Voice doesn't call 911. It didn't work. But okay. I kind of sorted out, I guess. I guess the white guy grabbed the black guy's phone. And then they're on opposite sides of a car, and they're reaching. The black guy's reaching over, and the white guy's like getting away from me. He's like, "I said, give me the phone! Give me the phone!" And then
five-year-olds, holy shit!
And then I guess whatever business they had, they sorted out because the black guy was gone, and I just saw the white guy walking back to his van, and then he took off.
I hope it was a lot of money to look like that much of an asshole in public.
It was just like, I mean, that's like shit in a movie, dude. Like, oh, there that motherfucker is right there. Pull over.
Oh, this is convenient to the plot.
No, it happens that way. Every once in a while, it fucking happens that way. I told you he'd be waiting for the bus. Get out. Let's go. I'm going to kill that motherfucker. That guy looks scared of the other guy. The black guy looks scared of the white guy they owed money to.
That is insane.
He was upset. He was very upset. I was like, I'm glad to not owe that guy money. Although I'm sure I could outrun him.
You think you could take him in a fight?
I don't know. I mean, he was a big guy. But, you know, I'll just run like a little bitch. It's cool.
Run, run, run as fast as you can. Can't catch me.
Yeah, you probably can.
Good one, Tim.
Never mind, I'm fat.
That doesn't rhyme.
I know. It's poetic license. You douche.
It's just been revoked.
Yeah! Oh, my gosh.
I just pictured the dude from Lethal Weapons sent the tattoos in. Poetic license! Daniel Glover shoots him in the head.
And see, I pictured you whipping off your sunglasses right before the Who starts screaming.
I just like the idea that someone got shot in the head for making a shitty poem. little extra bit in my head there. Anyway.
So, yeah, I went to Portland.
The land of ports.
And ate a lot of shit that a man should probably not eat, but it was delicious. I had a burger between two grilled cheese sandwiches.
That sounds good.
It
don't
was
eat
good.
Shit.
But I
don't
just mean, like, as a human being, you probably shouldn't eat that.
But as a Yeti, you can go ahead and chow down?
Yeah, Yeti. It's cool. So, not only did the... So, like, the burger was between two grilled cheese. The grilled cheese had shit in it, too. Like, you can get different ones. Like, one had grilled onions and jalapenos in the other one. And then I went to another place called Big Ass Sandwich. And it was basically Big Ass Sandwiches with French fries on them. The one I got was called the Texas Cheese Saw Massacre. Texas Cheese Sauce Massacre. And it had turkey, bacon, cheese sauce, jalapenos, and some hot sauce, and some french fries.
That delicious. Is a big-ass sandwich.
It was a big-ass sandwich. And then a couple highlights of my trips. When we were going, I went with Roberto, and I mentioned, I was like, oh, you know, do you want to stop by a strip club? Because I hear, like, Portland has a lot of strip clubs. And I thought maybe they would be, like, awesome strip clubs, because they have so many of them. They're just like strip clubs, everyone else. But
shocking! Like,
I don't know.
What do they do? Bend the world rules of reality. Our strippers levitate.
Our strippers are from the Matrix.
Well, from what you told me, their strippers were multi-faceted.
Talented. Well, I'm not gonna tell that way about. I'll tell that in a second. So we're going to this duck store. You know, the Oregon University. You know, where you can buy, you know, duck merchandising. And then we were passing by a gentleman's club, and this was Tuesday at about 6:30. And so your bro's like, hey, we should go in here if there's no cover. I'm like, all right, whatever. Sure. I'll go in. So we look in, there's no cover. First of all, when we first went, there was a girl.
You don't want the early shift strippers.
Sorry, what was that?
I said, you don't want the early shift strippers.
Well, no, not that we're unattractive. So when we first go in, there's a girl peeking through, like, a little porthole that's in the wall between the club and, like, where the entrance. It's like, kind of like the guy on the Tom Green show that used to sit in the back.
Yeah, and laugh and sip coffee or whatever.
She's just, like, hip-hopping through, like, hey, how's it going? I was like, oh, hey, lady.
Ahoy, Captain.
So we go in. We are the only people that don't work there. There. Like, there's girls that work there and us two. So, one of the girls, I mean, first they all kind of, like, get nearby, like, ooh, fresh meat. and the one girl, sorry, go ahead.
Fresh wallets.
Yeah, exactly. The one girl who's peeking through the hole comes up and just starts chatting, like, nonstop. Like, Roberto said afterwards, like, fuck, I don't come here to hear you talk. Like, after we left.
I come here to hear it clap.
So she like talks about, like, within the short span that we're in there, she talks about so many subjects. She talks about how her parents got an accent, but they're okay. She talked about how she loves Doctor Who and started going on about that. And she goes, you know how on Doctor Who they do this and that and this. I'm like, I don't watch Doctor Who. But she kept saying it. Like, you know how they are on that show, right? I'm like, I don't watch it. I'm sorry.
I have a life.
Boom! So then she ends with, I mean, her last story was how about her roommate. They found out her roommate likes to steal shit, so they're going to kick out the roommate. But they needed someone there to wash their shit, so she didn't steal any shit when she got kicked out. I'm like, wow. So
that seems
between
wise.
That time, me and Roberto, like, as soon as we go in there, I'm like, fuck, I feel awkward. me and Roberto go up to the bar, and, you know, we order some drinks, and the chatty girl's like, oh, you should order Heineken, you should order Heineken. And we're like, all right, a Heineken. And then, but then the girl behind the bar is like, what, a Heineken? Come on. I like to mix something. And like, all right, well, you know, so we order a couple drinks. And then the chatty girl is like,
so how about you mix a Heineken
girl?
With a Heineken?
What was that?
I said, how about you mix a Heineken with a Heineken?
How about you let him fucking tell a story?
All right. I got to interrupt him. It's my thing. Don't take my thing.
Oh, well, I have a flow of a story that we can all enjoy. Wait. Hey, here's a semi-funny joke.
All right, well, I'm just going to take a nap then.
Why don't you just listen to the story? That's what we do when you fucking talk.
So the girl, chatty girl, like, oh, you want to buy a girl a drink? And Roberto kind of pauses. I'm not saying anything because he's closer to her and he's the one paying for the drink. And he's like, yeah, sure. And he's like, a Heineken? And she's like, no. And so she orders some drink with, like, some really expensive vodka. And so we get our drinks and... You know, I'm drinking pretty fast. I'm like, I'm ready to get the fuck out of here. And Roberto starts wandering around the club, leaving me with the chatty girl, talking about Doctor Who. I'm like, where are you going, Roberto? Where are you going, buddy? But I have to give Roberto credit, because he comes back and he goes, oh, you know, we got reservations in 20 minutes. We got to go. I'm like, oh, we got to go? He's like, yeah. I'm like, oh, all right.
That's a good wingman.
I bought that bitch an expensive drink.
I didn't do it. Roberto
That's
did.
That's what I said. I can't believe he did it. I've been like, you want to buy a girl a drink? I'd be like, fuck no, I don't.
I barely want to buy this drink. I feel awkward right now.
I should get the fuck out of here. You could probably get a discount, bitch.
That's what I was thinking. Like, can't you get free booze, girl? So she, I mean, she was kind of cute. She wasn't the type of girl that would, like, if you saw on the street, you would be like, oh, damn. There was a couple other girls that looked cute, but, like, I was just felt so awkward, I didn't really check it out. I'm just like, I just want to get out of here as soon as possible. So that was my first awkward stripper experience. Next one wasn't as awkward. It was just funny. So on our way out of Portland, we stopped by this place called the Acropolis where you can get, like, a steak for, like, $6, which can't be good, right? Because that's cheap. And then you're eating food in a strip club, which can't be sanitary. Like... Fucking girls got chicken asses and vaginas at you, and you're, like, eating steak. Like, delicious. What's this sauce? I don't know. So, it's kind of a sad strip club because the girls would come up, do their song, and then they have to walk over to the stereo and change their song themselves.
Oh.
That's not the worst part. So, this girl comes up. Roberto finds her attractive. She's like, I should give her, you know, a couple dollars. I don't know. And then I see her pick up some silverware in a cup that someone had left on the railing, so you can sit up right up on the railing where they are and eat if you want, and bust it. Like, basically, she had to bust that part area. And I was like, I turned around, I'm like, come on, dude, she got busted on shit. Come on, give her a couple dollars, dude. Help a girl out. He's like, all right. He's first start laughing, and then he's like, all right, you're right. I should give her some money. So he goes up to, like, we were sitting back from the stage. And so he goes up. Because he had, like, a couple dollars left. And I go up. And then the girl takes off her underwear. And she is shaking her individual butt cheeks to the beat of the song. Like, she's like, left, right, left, right, left, right, right, left. I was like, fuck, that is impressive.
That's some talent.
And she had a nice little C-section scar going on. If you're into that. So that, I mean, yeah, those were my two stripper experiences.
Wait, did you mention that she had to change her own song as well?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because that part really cracked me up.
Yeah, after each song, they would walk over and just play boop. I'm like, why wouldn't you just create, like, a CD that had song after song? You know what I mean?
Song after song. If you strip while you're crying in this dumb club.
And, like, I imagine, like, doing that, like, so first off, there was, like, wasn't really anyone at the stage, so they weren't really getting any money because people only give money when they're at the stage. Like, they don't come out into the strippers don't come out into this crowd and try to get money. I'm like, fuck, that must be so sad that you're, like, you're shaking your shit and, like, no, like, you know, when a comic, like, has to tell jokes and, like, no one's laughing or no one's there or a band has to be all excited that they're playing someplace.
Oh, I know exactly, like, what that's like. Sorry, I ended that part of the story.
There's, like, two people in the audience. It's just like, fuck, it must be hard. I would not want to do it.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to do it if the crowd was full and they were all like, yeah, Tim, show us your junk. I'd be like, no thanks.
You're like, I will pass.
Actually, I might prefer if there was no one in the audience. I'm like, good, no one can see my junk. I'll just get out there, shake it, collect my check.
I don't know if you get a check. I think you just get paid off those $6 steaks. Well, I mean, sorry, tips. Tips.
I whip my balls back and forth. I whip my balls back and forth.
And the thing that cracked Roberto up the most is when we were on our way there, I was drinking, like, energy drinks to keep awake. And so I'm drinking one, and I feel a little weird. And I turn to Roberto, and he says, I look really concerned. And I'm like, can you OD on these things? I'm like, how many have I had? And he just started laughing and laughing.
He tweeted. I mean, he Facebooked that, I remember.
Yeah. I don't know why. This is a running joke for a little trip, because, like, we stopped at, like, a little dark area to go pee and let the page out, the dog. And I'm like, I hope we don't get raped out here. And so, like, we would just say that all the time for the trip now. Like, hope we don't get raped. And then, and this is inappropriate, but it was funny to us at the time. We saw, there's some girls when we were on this hike up this mountain to see this fall. We kept seeing them. And, like, at one point, Roberto goes, you think they want to get raped? He goes, we should ask him. And then he goes,
that would be the gentlemanly thing to do.
And then he goes, what if one of them's already been raped? And he goes, well, you can tell the other ones how it's going to be, what to expect.
Oh.
It was horrible. Horrible.
No.
You know what? When I was in Portland for the NACA, the college thing, where I was trying to get college work, something happened where, like, a car drove up and asked, like, I think I was walking with a bunch of women, and they came up and asked something, and as they drove away, the only other guy that was in the group with me was like, what they actually meant was, are you guys looking to get raped? But, like, they were really clean-cut guys, and, like, the way he did it, like, he said it all politely, you guys looking to get raped? Oh, nope, onward then. So Portland is apparently a city of rape.
At one point, I was outside, and you know how they have those people, you know, sign, donate money to my cause. Mm-hmm. So the guy starts talking, and he fucking talks and talks and talks until I get, like, and then we're meeting some people. They finally show up, and finally I'm like, all right, what are you looking for? You looking for a donation? Like, what's going on here? Because he was like, he was just talking, like, he wasn't getting to the point. And so he's like, yeah, basically. And I was like, well, here, do you have some information where I can do research? He goes, well, people say that, but they don't follow up. And I'm like, if you just give me a piece of paper, I'll be reminded to follow up. And regardless, if I am going to follow up, it's like, fuck you if I don't. Like, obviously, I don't want to do it then. Or else I'd be like, hey, let me give you some money.
Like, look, here are your choices. Either I walk away with this piece of paper, or I just walk away.
So, yeah, all in all, it was a good trip. I got drunk. And
oh, that was a good trip. I got drunk.
I got pretty drunk, and Roberto was sober, and so there's a bar near where we were staying, and he's like, you want to get a drink? I'm like, nah, man, I had a lot to drink. But then when we got back to the house, I felt bad, because I'm like, oh, if he wants a drink, I'm like, hey, Roberto, you want to go get a drink, man? He's like, no, I'm okay. And then I would lay back down, like, 5 minutes later, I'm like, hey, Roberto, man, you want to get a drink? He goes, you're not going to drink. You're done. I'm like, I'll just watch you, man. And then, like, one last time, I'm like, hey, everybody, you want to get a drink? And I lay back down. I'm like, the room is spinning.
So Noah got crunked up, saw some meat curtains.
That I did. That asshole was, like, probably, like, less than a foot away from my face.
While you're eating a steak.
Mm. So I lied about that part. I wasn't right when I was eating the steak. I kept my vagina in the steak a good distance away.
I find that's best.
I think that's one of Martha Stewart's rules of eating out.
But there were some guys who were like right up on it, like, I need to get all up in this shit.
I'm imagining this steak is your ass.
Ugh. Give me some A1 in a fork.
Because that way it's tastier.
Yeah, so those are the highlights of my trip. I definitely like Portland. I don't think I will move there, but I mean, I shouldn't say ever, but anytime soon. But it was a nice place. Very rainy.
I like how you throw out like kind of a general thing and then into something very specific. Like, I had a good trip. I got drunk. It's a really nice place. Very rainy.
Yeah. And yeah, took a lot of pictures. Nature. Beautiful.
Yes, you did take a lot of pictures. Noah was posting pictures on Twitter like a motherfucker.
Oh, and there was no black people. I was told they live in the east side. And then I did not see one. I went pretty good all over Portland. Like, you know, I went to different areas. And then finally
pardon
last
me, sir.
Day. Was
where do you keep your... Pardon me, sir. Where do you keep your blacks?
Where do you keep your Negroes? I would like to converse with them.
Hang on, let me ask in the back. Pete, where do we keep the Negroes?
Aisle 6, I think.
So, yeah, we went to this one street, and we saw, like, 4 or 5 black people. Like, isn't where they're all going to hang out?
That was it. All 4 of them.
They're like, hey, Bob. Hey, Steve. How's it going?
I just Googled I Googled black people in Portland, and the top response is a Yahoo question. Where are the black people in Portland, Oregon? I'm the only black person at my job, a company of over 4,000 people.
That is sad.
The answer was Noah left. When Noah was there, the black population increased by 14. Noah, and then his cock.
And this dude.
Andy.
I know. I ruin jokes.
You were the joke ruiner.
And this dude was there as well, which has nothing to do with what you were saying.
Previously referenced.
But has nothing to do with what you are saying currently.
I'm white and nerdy. All right. We all done with that?
Just about.
No.
Andy's a Muppet. Yay!
That amused my son. Apparently, my Andy impression is a good way to get laughs from my kid. Thanks, Andy.
You're welcome, I guess.
Speaking of Andy, so it sounded like you did not have as good a holiday.
Yeah, like, I took time off work, and it was good to see the in-laws, but overall, it kind of sucks to come home and think, man, I kind of wish I'd just stayed here and worked.
Wow.
Like, I could have used those vacation days elsewhere. So I busted my ass on Wednesday before Christmas, went to work, worked all day, like didn't take a lunch just so I could get everything done before I left work early, went straight to the airport to catch my flight, flew from Atlanta to Denver. It had started, well, it was supposed to start possibly like dusting some snow before we landed, but like nothing had started before we took off. But for some reason, my plane, which was already late, like boarding in Atlanta, spent like 45 fucking minutes driving super slow to the end of the runway. I guess there was just a shit ton of planes all trying to take off at the same time, or something was going on, because that was the longest fucking taxi. So we're
how
already
long
like,
was it?
We're like an hour behind by the time we actually get into the air. And they're like, oh, you know, don't worry, folks. We got a tailwind and, you know, blah, blah, blah. We're going to make up time in the air, so we're still going to get you to Denver on time. So we get to Denver. Well, we get to like 30 miles outside of Denver, and they get back on and tell us, well, you know, there's about an inch or two of snow has fallen in Denver. So right now they have us in a holding pattern, but we should be on the ground. It'll probably be about an hour later than we expected because we're going to be stacked in this holding pattern. But we'll keep you abreast of what's going on.
Like,
well, fuck, I'm glad we made up all that time in the air to come here and wait in the air. Then I thought about it. I'm like, an inch or two of snow on the ground is shutting down the airport in Denver fucking Colorado. Like, this is the Mile High City in the Rockies. They should be able to handle an inch or two of snow. Now, I understand that Atlanta freaks the fuck out, It's hot Atlanta. We don't get snow here.
And he gets angry.
Yeah. Well, no, what really got me angry was we land, I still have time to make it to my next flight. We're an hour late, but I still have time to make it to my next flight. We taxi slowly to the gate and stop several times on the way. I still have time to make it to my next flight. We are within spitting distance of the gate, but there's another plane there. Because of the inability of, I don't know if it was United Airlines or fucking Denver International, but one of the two didn't have a gate available for us when we got there. So we finally got our asses on the ground after a fucking hour, and now I'm sitting looking at my gate, and then I looked at my plane that I'm supposed to be on, and I looked at my plane back away from the gate.
That's sad.
Yeah. So, like, everybody's sitting on the plane like, hey, a bunch of us have flights to catch. I didn't realize at the time that it was definitely my plane. I was worried that it might be. I found out later it was. But a bunch of us were like, hey, can you guys, like contact the flights that we're trying to make? They are potentially going to be leaving. They're like, well, no, you know, when it's stormy like this, everything gets slowed down. So, you know, we can guarantee your flights aren't going to leave on time. Well, mine fucking did.
Wow. So what did they do with that guarantee?
Yeah, nothing. They just shat all over my head with it. So the people on the plane would not call the gate. They would not call in. They would not find out what the status of our flights were. They just said, well, you have to talk to a gate attendant.
Well, I can't do that. I'm stuck in your stupid plane.
Yeah. Yeah. So 20 fucking minutes later, I get in. I find out that, yeah, it was like the plane that I saw back away, like it backed away and then we pulled up to a gate. And I found out that that was my flight. And since I could see it, obviously I could have run to it if I had just actually gotten to the gate on time. Like when we, not even on time, when we fucking landed. So they tell me, okay, well, you're going to have to go talk to customer service. The customer service line was 500 or 600 feet long.
Woof.
I talked to somebody halfway back. They had gotten in line as far back as I was going to be and had been in line an hour and a half to get to where they were. So this was a 3 hour long line. I spent an hour in that line on my phone calling people at the airlines, making all sorts of, you know, plans and adjustments and whatever. Because that was the last flight to anywhere near where I needed to be in California for the night. So no matter what, I was going to be stuck in Denver for the night. I finally got my flight set up for the next morning. It was going to be an extra long flight. I was taking off at the ass crack of dawn. I was like, I do not want to spend any time. I don't want to spend the whole night in Denver Airport just trying to sleep in this brightly lit place full of other people with little kids and whatever. So they got me the stranded rate or whatever at the DoubleTree. All right, great. So I go out. I wait a half hour for the shuttle to take me to the DoubleTree. The ride to the DoubleTree was almost an hour long because apparently Denver used to have an airport downtown, and that's where all the airport hotels stayed when they shut down that airport and moved it the fuck across town, like out in the middle of the prairie. So it takes forever to get to the quote-unquote airport hotels now, especially when there's a little bit of snow on the ground. So I got 2 hours of sleep that night, but I took a shower when I got there, and I took a shower before I was going to leave, and I felt like slightly human. That was much nicer. But yeah, all in all, that whole thing cost me $100 and 11 hours, and that sucked. That was such a shitty way to start the trip. But then on Christmas Day itself, apparently, because I'm the only person in the whole family that got it, so I probably got it in Denver. I got food poisoning or stomach flu or something because all the delicious Christmas dinner I put into my head came back out that night. Both ends. So I was puking and shitting for the entirety of that night. Got no sleep the entire night. Felt like shit the whole next day, the last day that I was actually going to be in California. So literally half the time I'm in California, I feel like just absolute crap. And then, you know, another long-ass travel day with a kid to get back here at the end of it all. I was like, wow, suck.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Yeah.
There's flights you are missing and poop you are pissing right out your rear.
Tim, you just made it all worthwhile.
What was that noise?
That was me clapping.
Oh, okay.
I was so thrilled about that. Oh, and my brother-in-law decided to bring his dogs, two Jack Russell Terriers, which, you know, it's known to be a completely calm and reasonable breed. And his boy Jack Russell Terrier, he has refused to get fixed, even though the dog has major behavioral problems and is like way too aggressive. So the second time his dog bit my son, I told him, "Look, this dog cannot be inside around my kid. The dog needs to be outside, not inside and behind a doggy gate, not where somebody could like accidentally open a door or whatever. I'm like, this dog needs to be away from my kid. He is aggressive, and just suddenly, like, he goes from nice to trying to attack my kid, and I won't fucking have it." So I don't remember exactly what clusterfuck led to it, but somebody wasn't paying attention and opened a door. And the dog wasn't actually outside. It was just, like, behind gates in another part of the house. And the dog went for my son's face. And you guys remember the noise I made when somebody was trying to break in while I was taking a shit that I'm fucking in here?
I do. We'll put it right here in case the listeners don't remember.
Yeah. I'm fucking in here! Now, imagine that lung power and that, like, that throatiness or whatever. Absolutely, like, unbridled rage. There were no words in it. It was, I screamed, I made the noise of an animal that is about to kill another animal, because that's what I was, and that's what I was going to do. When I saw the dog go for my kid's face, I snapped. Like, there was no reason in me left. It was, that thing will be smashed, because it's threatening my child. So the dog turned and ran the fuck away from my kid, which was good for it. Really, really good for it. And my brother-in-law says to me, "Hey, man, you know, that probably wasn't the best way to handle it." And I turned to him and went, "Handle it? You think that was me handling anything?" So Christmas got a little tense right around then. I had the good sense not to tell him, "No, that was me almost murdering your dog."
Yeah, like, I mean, what is the dog's going for the child. What does he expect to happen?
Yeah, for his face.
Yeah, for his fucking face. Yeah, so we had quite a bit of tension in the house there, because, you know, he was kind of pissed off that I had gone after his dog like that. I was done with the dog and kind of done with him at that point.
Like, he really took his dog's side in that?
It didn't strike me that he was taking his dog's side, just more of like... like, you know, being a maniac at the dog when the dog is being aggressive probably isn't the best way to calm the dog down.
Ah.
Okay. And yeah, I totally get that. But that was not well reasoned. That wasn't my, "Oh, I will scare this dog away from my son." No, that was my murder noise.
You're like, we weren't trying to calm the dog down.
No. I'm letting it know that death is coming for it.
Death is coming for you.
It went under a table about a foot and a half in front of my foot. And not in a, like, you know, "Hey, get away," like, nudge with foot. Like, I was going to punt that dog. That dog was going to hit walls on the other side of the house.
"You tell those Jack Russell Terriers that death is coming. You tell them I'm coming and hell's coming with me."
Tombstone. I felt bad about that later because he's a small dog. I mean, it's like 18 pounds a dog or something like that. Like, my cat is as big as this dog. But it went for my son's fucking face. I don't care how tiny you are. I don't care how big you are. I will fucking crush you.
Andy had the happiest Christmas ever.
Yeah,
he did.
There's going to be a claymation special about Andy's Christmas.
Yeah, so I spent, like, I think that was on Saturday. So I still had a full day and a half of being upright before the stomach flu took me out. And I spent the entire rest of the time, like, keeping track of where the dog was. It's like, I felt bad for the dog, because, like, after that, the dog really did get kicked out. Like, it was outside in a tiny little room by itself the whole time. And I felt bad for it, because it's a dog. It's a fucking dog. What do you expect? It's going to do dog things. The irresponsible owner needs to get the dog, like, fucking trained and fixed. But it's a dog.
You know what you should have done is peed on your son. That way the dog wouldn't have come anywhere near it.
That's true.
Tim's got a point.
Yep. This is mine. Well, it's been kind of a shit all day, so I think I'll go pee on him right now.
All right. Might be, you know, closing the barn door after the horse has escaped, but do what you want to do.
No, at this point, I just think peeing on him is a good idea. And, you know, there are other dogs out there. somewhere. Eventually he'll encounter another dog, is what I'm saying.
The Pete might wear off before then. It's a dog-specific peeing situation. Did I lose everybody?
No, sorry. My wife was yelling to me, and I couldn't hear what she was saying. Give me just a sec.
Hey, Timmy.
She was saying, Andy, I want sex!
I don't think she's saying that, boy.
She is in the slash fic I'm writing.
Dirty man.
So I'm going to guess we are not going to do the top five this week.
Oh, are we already out of time?
It's an hour.
Yeah, we've hit an hour.
All right.
And I'm guessing external forces have just said we're out of time.
Yeah, and since I didn't have a whole lot of time to think about this, I only came up with three so far. So all we'll right. Save it.
Well, between Portland and the excursion to the West Coast for Andy, I was able to come up with my last two.
Ah, very good.
And compose a small sonnet.
Good for you.
Yep. I spent the entire time just lapsing back into rage.
Rage lapse.
That was just like a really frustrating, annoying Christmas the whole way through.
Yeah,
except for seeing the in-laws. Seeing the in-laws was great. Seeing them with my son and all the rest of that was all. That was all really excellent. Also, my father-in-law, he has a ton of recipes for martinis, and they're all quite tasty.
Did you at least have an uplifting New Year? Can you give us something for New Year?
Yeah, we mostly just hung around the house, played with Drew. That was fun. Like 15 minutes before New Year, I was like, all right, bedtime, and then noticed the clock. I was like, oh, I guess I'll stay up another 15 minutes. Fuck, I'm old. Because that last 15 minutes was like, come on, just count it. I don't care if it's early.
Did you see fucking Lady Gaga's outfit?
Jesus Christ, yes.
That shit was crazy.
Dude, did you see Dick Clark's orange skin?
Yes.
Holy shit. I mean, apparently they're just going to turn him into a bronze statue by applying bronzer.
That way you won't notice when he gets replaced by an animatronic in a couple of years.
Yep. Like, can we make him look waxy and also like a carrot?
We can't quite match his skin tone. Can we change the real Dick Clark skin tone so we do replace him? It's a closer match.
Well, we did spend a lot of money on the animatronic. I'd really hate to send it back. Well, you know, this is going to give him cancer. Yeah, you really think it's going to matter?
Oh, poor no. Dick Clark.
Poor Dick.
He is rich and super old. Poor Dick Clark. He's had a long and fruitful life. It's sad that Andy now makes fun of him. Dude, I'm going to be dead before Dick Clark is. Come on.
Keep a good thought.
Let me have my fun.
Chew that, homie.
Chew that.
All right, well, on that cheerful and chipper. Cheerful. I've made a new word.
Yeah.
Hey, I thought I made up a new word this week. Multibation. Then I Googled it and found out that a ton of people can't spell multination. That took all the wind out of my sails. I was like, new word! Ah, fuck you.
Well, the N and the B are right next to each other.
I know.
All right.
Quick spell check. I was using it as a math term, but also to imply masturbation.
Doesn't Google just, as soon as you type it in, if it's a typo, it accepts that answer and then adds that to the, like, hey, these are what people are typing?
Well, apparently a shit ton of people actually typed multibation when they meant multination, because Google went ahead and returned results for it.
Oh, so you're saying, gotcha, not people are searching for multibation, but there's actually websites with it listed that way.
Yep.
Gotcha.
Yeah, people have entered into multibation talks.
I hate when you're trying to search for something, and Google goes, we did a search for this. If you want to search for this, you can click here. I'm like, yeah, that's why I fucking typed it in.
Yeah, that's kind of annoying. Like, hey, we think we know what you want better than you know what you want.
Fuck you, Google. I got this.
Cake boss.
I wanted hyphens in it.
Yeah. I mean, hyphen that shit up. I knew exactly what I wanted. I knew what I meant.
What I really, really wanted.
Tell me what you want. What you really, really want.
Oh, and according to Twitter, two people have jumped on the Super Panda train with me.
Alright, let's wrap this up. I'm hungry, I want to go eat.
Dying a New Year fire.
I'm hungry too, but I don't want to put anything in my mouth.
I'm hungry too, but I don't want to get raped.
Except for a dick.
Nope, I'd have to open my mouth too wide.
Not if it's Andy's dick.
I was just saying, Andy, come here.
Poor
Andy. You're being
Andy.
Insulted, but you're also getting a dick suck. So, you know, pros and cons.
Take the good with the bad.
Hey, Tim?
Yes?
Just accept my FaceTime.
Don't accept his FaceTime.
I don't think I'm going to accept his FaceTime because I don't think his face has anything to do with the time. And nothing's happening on my phone, so apparently you're doing it wrong.
It's hard to find you.
I am elusive. All right. That's Dancast. Next week we'll have Noah's high five idea. Oh, you're going to love it. It's awesome. I'm not even going to tell you what it is unless Noah does.
No, I won't. I'll tease it. It's something awesome.
Something super awesome. Filled with nostalgia and memories.
I was trying to give you a little sack on the FaceTime there, Tim.
That's still nothing's didn't answer. Happening.
Oh. Well, apparently Apple doesn't know how to call you yet. Fuck you, Apple. I wanted to show Tim my ball.
I will not see your balls today or ever.
I didn't say balls. I was just pulling the left one out.
Never.
That's the good one.
Shut up.
That's my photogenic ball.
Stop it.
And remember, never trust an Asian. Even in Portland. I didn't even see Asians in Portland, but if you see one, don't trust them. All right, ride in the queue.
You're doing it.
Thank you for tolerating, listening to this episode of the TanCast podcast. You can go to our official website, TanCast.com, where you can read our blogs and find links to the official TanCast Facebook page, the official TanCast Twitter page, and the official TanCast store. We'd love to get emails from you, so email us at fucktards@TanCast.com or yourmom@TanCast.com, or you can email the guys individually at Tim, Andy, or Noah at TanCast.com. As always, we'd like to thank DJ Technoid for creating the official TanCast theme, and we'd like to remind you to subscribe to us on iTunes and write us a review so other people can find us. That's all for this week, and as always, remember, the pigeon is alive.
TanCast.
My doctor told me I recently suffered a stomach acid flashback. Where I remember that I ate 4 McRib sandwiches in the early 90s. Oh, that was a crazy flashback. Racism. Am I right, guys? I have no transitions. I have no transitions at all. Okay. His jokes are too short. Racism. Talking about that now? It's terrible. Not a lot of comic books about racism. It's terrible. We have to remember the pivotal moments. The Million Man March. Very important. We also have to remember that there was a white Million Man March. It wasn't called that. It was actually a free Dave Matthews concert in Seattle. I went to. People do judge me, though. They judge me a lot, like you're judging me right now. They judge me. People treat you differently when you have diabetes written on your forehead with chocolate syrup. That was a hate crime in culinary school. Those sons of bitches are going to pay for that. Teenage pregnancy. You guys brought it up. I'm going to talk about it. Teenage pregnancy. Let's talk about this one. I roll through my random jokes. Teenage pregnancy, right? It's the new trend. Everyone's doing it now. It's the new Chipotle, right, guys? This is the new fucking trend, teenage pregnancy. It's terrible. It's very difficult to be a teenage mother. It's even harder to be a teenage mutant ninja turtle. Mother. Fucking turtles. You know, that joke was silly. I was recently finger banged for the first time. It's my favorite short story by R.L. Stine. I think my skateboard is haunted. I went R.L. Stine that time. Sometimes I do Dean Koontz. I want to spice it up with the crowd. This is a hip crowd, so I gotta go R.L. Stine. Thank you, guys. Economy's crazy. Everyone's talking about it's affecting our home lives. It's affecting our cities, right? We're all from around the globe. I recently went to the Detroit Aquarium. And all they had was a bucket full The economy, people. The economy. Gotta take that hack material and flip it. That's what comics. Dating's crazy. Dating's hard in LA, especially when you live in Cleveland. Like shit. Why is it in my mom's cupboard? I don't know. I need a hobby. Thank you guys. Thank you so much. Thank you. Every time my uncle touches me, I never say uncle. I always say that tickles Bojangles. Just like the, yeah, someone said, oh God. Did he have to use Bojangles on that last day? Man is demented. Any veterans in the house? Anyone? Thank you. Thank you. Yes. I've served seven tours, seven different Vietnam War reenactments. It's very difficult when you have to chase a Viet Cong down La Cienega and into the Walgreens, but I caught that motherfucker. This isn't a big Vietnam vet joke crowd. Anyone have night terrors? Night terrors are crazy. You ever think your hand is the devil or vice versa? I smell a Jacob's Ladder reference coming. It's on deck. Vietnam vet jokes. My mom's actually a Vietnam vet. She served on the Vietnamese side, which explains why there's a tunnel going from her room to the Cheesecake Factory. 14 blocks away. This guy has a joke about everything. He's an asshole. This guy's an asshole. He's going down every time. Clowns are zany. A lot of people look at me and assume I know the best places to masturbate in public. That'd be the Pink Berry, two blocks from here. We can all do it, people. I was recently raped on the internet. Pretty brutal for me because I still have Windows 98. So the rape lasted 15 hours. Vicious, tedious rape. A vicious, tedious. How would you describe that rape? Vicious,